Blog Talk Radio.
Here come that man.
Welcome to my house.
That's right. Good morning, people. Great to be back. Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. I am Rodney Jackson. It's been about 2 years. First show back since 2 years ago. Got a little introduction show today. Hit up on a couple of topics. We'll be out of here. Once again, I'm glad that you joined me today. We're going to hit on... We don't believe anymore. Another topic we're going to touch on, is there such thing these days anymore as healthy food? Do we have healthy food anymore? The power of the mind, and stop just believing what you hear. All this, and maybe a little bit more. Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. Be right back.
MC Quake. Especially if you the qualified stranger, you don't want to see the release of the anger that's trapped inside below the surface to bang you. Use my mind, connect it with the savior. Strict define my brain, tune with the vapor. They got that girl shaking what the Lord gave her. Quake this time is spitting game like a Laker. Who's that cat toting rap on the wake up? These songs these days is like a drink with no chaser. Tired of these bras with fake love, then they hate you. Chase my paper, then fiend for my nature. Careless, no regard for the commune, cause they can't fathom the light in the night, right from the damn doom. Lost souls popping, like you're taking up the room. Wait a minute, here comes the hook with the tune.
Maybe you don't believe what's coming here real soon, but I believe. Keep doing the thing that you're doing, you will see.
Look, I'm trying to manage life, I'm trying to get it right. I don't wanna fall victim to the gun or bite. Look, I'm tryna live and I'm tryna survive. When I'm on this summer street, bullets they come in homicide. So I'm seeing it, casualties I have visited. Man, I'm tryna do my stuff. Man, these dudes belligerent, man, these dudes illiterate. They don't wanna read a book, so that's why most of these kids in the hood is really shook. They don't wanna open up, so they ain't got knowledge. Man, I'm out here tryna do mine. Just go deposit, so we can earn a profit. So we can earn a profit. So we can earn a profit. So we can earn a profit.
Maybe you don't believe what's coming.
Just happen to be nothing short elite, spectacular. See me in the back of the line when I'm wrapping up the battle that you happen to lose.
No stamina,
consistently ramming you.
Once again, I'm managing to rate the whole frame. Expose the pro against the amateur.
Let it slide in and dip snuff like an O2. Nor cold driven reaction. Who got the loot? It ain't me and with your cortex that fails to be cerebral. Things on your brain is illegal. My mind maintains a proper design, and with your peripheral dying, side view shot, front view blind. You ain't seeing it yet, but you got the answers. Got it like that, don't kill cancer. I know your type very well, holier than thou with a one-way ticket to hell. No rhythm and no blues, rejected, pay dues, you lose, cause you can't fit in these shoes. I refuse to get perturbed over them stories I heard. Means nothing, and that's my word. I could talk till I'm purple in my face, brother, please. Guaranteed in the end, you will see.
Maybe you don't believe what's coming here real soon.
quake, you will see. Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. I thank you for joining me. Let's get right into it. We don't believe, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You don't believe that you can get a job, a better job, if you don't have one of those high-paying jobs. How many of you really believe that you can get this job to make? I don't know. You pick a number. Do you believe you could get it? That you can have that big house if you haven't already gotten it? Do you really believe in that Bible? When they say you can have everlasting life through the words of the Lord, if you fulfill what the book says, you can have that life. Or for those of us that's lost, we've lost track of our weight and we've gone up in poundage. We got that ridge. Do you really believe you can lose it? Or that you could probably get that six pack? That's probably one of those things that a lot of us, oh man, I want a six pack. But do you really believe that you could get it? Or do you believe that you could achieve anything by just mentally willing yourself to get it? I just don't think we do. And look, I don't blame you, because everywhere you look, it's just so many places where it's just negative. You look on the television, it just seems not a lot of positive things going on. There's some positive, but it kind of feels like more negative than the good stuff coming in. Well, this show was like this 2 years ago when I was on here every Saturday. This was a positive show. You know, that's what my message was that you can. My message was to motivate. You know, let's get to it. And nothing's changed. You know, I stopped doing my show because I don't know, I just stopped. I got tired, I guess. I don't know, I got busy. And then I came back. 2 years to, I guess I was piling up on information. So now I can give you an account of what I've been experiencing for the last 2 years and just share it with you on the air. But we do have to be careful. And over the course of shows to come, I'll explain to you what I mean by that. But back to the topic. Sure, believe that you can do anything. I've shared this one story before about me wanting a material thing, but I wanted a car. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just know I wanted it real bad. And it's all I thought about every day. Went to work, came home. Reason why I couldn't get the car was because I didn't have the big lump sum of money at the time. And I don't really think I believed that I could get it. I don't know, I just wanted it. I was taking a stab at it. But I just knew I didn't have the money. So, and my credit was bad. I used to come home and some kind of way I got the information about you could challenge the places that say that you owe money. You know, you got it on your credit score. You can just challenge and say, you know, I didn't do it, and they had to respond back in a certain amount of days. So I used to go home and write letters. You know, I used to challenge it. And I was consistent. I'd go home and I'd get into it, spend time, go back to work. The next day, I come home and do it. I may have skipped some days. But I wanted it bad. I was eating, breathing, and sleeping in this car. And I came home one day, I looked in the mail. The credit union has sent me a certificate. I didn't even know that this process even existed. Sent me the certificate, and it had a $25,000 certificate. So it basically said that I could go to any car dealership and purchase a vehicle within the amount that was on that voucher. And it just came in the mail, just like that. I didn't call the credit union And I'd have to say that that was probably the best example that I could give to where I willed this car to me mentally. I wanted it that bad. I drew that power of the universe to me. That car came to me just like that. When I got the car, it was a 98 Mustang. And because I had my credit straightened out, I think I had a credit card. I mean, I got everything I wanted on that car. Went out, found the car, found the perfect rims. When I drove off the showroom, when I drove out of the dealership, it was, I had everything that I wanted. I mean, I was totally happy. Totally. So that is a fact. I mean, you know, I say, do we believe? I mean, I'm sitting here telling you with my own mouth. I wouldn't lie. But do you believe me? And do you believe that what I just said, that you could do the same thing? Well, I know that you're absolutely good. I know you can. The job thing. I can tell you, I started doing this trade, and I've started training people, and I can tell you that I just sat in this location looking for clients. I was eating, breathing, and sleeping this trade, and I willed my clients to me. They came to me. They just showed up where I was sitting. I was sitting there by myself, and they came to me. The couple things that I wrote down, I said the big house. I've had opportunity to get a house. I've never owned a home. I don't know that it's all cracked up to what it's supposed to be, what people say it is. But I absolutely believe in the Word of God. And I said we can eat healthy. Do you believe that you could eat healthy and lose weight? I believe that because I've done that too. I'm a 175. Normal guy, you know, that's my normal weight, 175. I even went down as low as 165, and then I ballooned up to 190. Actually, maybe it was even 195. I may have gotten that big. And didn't really see that I was getting kind of heavy, because I'm a slender guy. So, and I've always played sports all my life, so when I got, I didn't even realize I had the double chin and starting to get a stomach until I looked at some pictures, but I got in the gym and I worked out, and I went and ate right. I listened to a person, a friend of mine's, took me through the whole process. Didn't challenge him. I believed in him. Because remember, this particular topic is do we believe? So I did believe that he could get me where he said that he could get me. Or let me rephrase that. I just said I wouldn't interfere. So I didn't interfere. Someone said to me he could do a good job, so I believed him. So I just knew I wasn't going to interfere and await the result, and I got the result. I did it. So, yes, you absolutely can get to wherever you need to be. If you want to get heavier, you want to get lighter, you absolutely can do it. You just have to just believe you can do it and just do it. You just do it. And you don't listen to nobody telling you that you can't. You want to get the six-pack? Sure you can. You just have to eat and do the things that you need to do. Get online and read. Go talk to people. Network. Find someone that has a six-pack. Pretty much the sure way. Find someone that looks like the way you want to look. Follow that. I just think, you know, we need to start believing. Because we got a lot of message out here to not believe. Oh, don't believe that. That's a crock. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't believe that. Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. We have a lot of that going around. I mean, it's to the point now, it's so bad that someone can just say the truth and we just don't believe it. And this is where we are. They've got us. They've duped us. If it's social media, if it's the internet, if it's television, if it's radio, if it's in the newspaper, if it's a friend, whoever these people are, they got us. Man, they got us. This, we don't believe, I think that this kind of ties into the other subjects that I mentioned to you. Other topic I said is there a such thing as healthy food anymore? I was just, a friend of mine sent me a link on Instagram No, it wasn't Instagram. It was Instant Messenger. I was looking at this the clip, and they were talking about the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. Now, my cousin was telling me this 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago. He said to me, hey, man, there's not going to be no food to eat. Now, he said that to me. He said, it's going to be dry. And he was saying a whole bunch of crazy stuff, you know, to me. It was like, I won't say crazy, just like things that were not happening at that time. So the things that was coming out of his mouth was something that you would think was crazy because you don't see it. You know, it's not happening right now. He said, there's not going to be no more food. I look in the grocery store, there's plenty of food. What are you talking about? Well, I'm looking at this clip, and it's saying that the FDA is trying to close down these dietary supplemental companies, these companies that are giving, you know, supplements, you know, pills that have potassium in them or just vitamins and herbs. They're stating that they don't want to put those companies out of business. So when we go, I guess it would be like a GNC. These stores that are selling things that claims that it can make you healthy, they are making these companies fill out paperwork to allow the FDA to know exactly everything that they're selling us. So ultimately, the FDA doesn't want us getting the good stuff. Let me put it in layman's terms. So if it's healthy, they don't want us getting that. They would prefer you to get sick. This is what the documentary say. They would prefer you to get sick or be deprived of the stuff that your body needs so that you have to take medicine, drugs. It's about money. I think now I'm thinking the worst thing that man ever made was cash, the dollar bill. It's the worst thing. You heard about this theory about this, the planet is overcrowded, so they're killing us off. We've all heard that. You know, now we go back to the topic, do you believe it? We don't believe. Do you believe that? Do you not believe it? When you go into the store to buy the food, is it healthy? I mean, we want chicken. I like chicken. Where does that chicken come from? What did they inject that chicken with? Do you know? Is it safe to eat? Does it have hormones? And what is all the bad stuff on the market that they say is in our food? What's healthy in the store? Is our food drying up? And why am I seeing a documentary that says that there's an entity that's a part of our government that does not want us taking things that could make us, that could help us to sustain our health? There was another thing in there. It was saying you have to be careful in the things that you say. If you make a pill, if you make something, and you say that it will cure, or, you know, it'll cure your cancer, or it will prevent you from, sounds familiar, you can be arrested. Get on the internet. The FDA is going into people's businesses with guns, going into these people's stores at gunpoint, confiscating the products, closing them down, shutting it down. My cousin told me about people trying to grow things on their land. This is in there too. They'll come to your house. They find out you're selling. There was a resident that was selling raw milk. No. Why does the Federal Drug Administration care about what you're doing in your backyard? Do we really believe that there's people out here that if they find out you're growing healthy food at your house, that you could be thrown in jail? Do you believe that? Is that true? What a trip. I just sit back and go, why? What? You don't want me to have an apple that can keep me healthy? You want me to get sick? The so-called conspiracy theory says that, yeah, we want you to get sick because we want you to get the drugs. We want you to come to the doctor so that we can diagnose you. And that costs an arm and leg, right? Medical, you know, you got benefits. We want you to come and let us diagnose you, give us your symptoms, and then we're going to look up the symptoms, and we're going to match it up with this book that we have, and then we're going to give you, you know, what you have, and we're going to give you some medicine. You didn't take pills. And is that consistent with all of the relatives that we know of that are older? We're on a pill. We take pills. And every time you look on television, it's some type of drug commercial. I mean, why? Do you believe it? Are they killing us? Think about it. Where is that guy, Kevin Trudeau? You remember him? Natural Cures? They threw him in jail. And probably if you start looking online, there's a lot of people in jail There's allegedly a guy that cured cancer. He cured some people that had cancer, and they put him in jail, and his facility that he was working out of, it mysteriously caught on fire, and it burned down. Burned down. It's interesting. It's the House, y'all. Rodney Jackson Show.
Here come that man.
Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house, yeah. Welcome to
Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. If you just joined us, welcome. We're talking about, do we believe anymore? We're talking about, is there a such thing as healthy food anymore? I got to be honest, when I go into the grocery store, I just kind of walk around. I get my cart, I go in, I see the milk, and I'm like, man, I wonder what's in that milk. Man, we just drink it. I've been drinking it. I eat the cereal. I get orange juice. I get water. Is that meat good for us? No growth hormone meat? You know, that meat? Is it true? I mean, how do we know? I'm just saying, you know, start arming yourself and maybe start doing some research, start asking questions. You know, this is our health. This is our body. I mean, this is life. Everything you eat. Did you see Kanye flip out? Is that Illuminati? They say you had to go to the hospital. Is, you know, are they doing this? Did they make it up? Is Google, you know, Kanye said Google's lying to us. The internet is a lie. Do we believe it? Is it true? Is it not true? Is the information on the internet, is it authentic? Can these so-called people, whoever these people are, can they really hide the truth from us if we really are awakened by these words that I'm speaking to you? Can they really hide the truth? The younger generation, yes, but, you know, the older generation, we're supposed to pass the word down. Can they really keep the truth from us? you know, real simple. We need to find out what our body needs every day on a daily basis, and we need to find out where we can get it from. The word is out is food can keep us healthy, not pills. The word is out that the FDA doesn't want you eating food. They want you taking medicine. They don't want you to be healthy and then not get sick, because this pharmaceutical business is a billion-dollar industry, if not more. They want you taking drugs. So anytime you go to the doctor, they're going to probably tell you to take medicine. I believe that. That's a fact. And if you don't believe it, then just go to the Y card. Why am I seeing so many commercials about drugs? Why is everything about taking pills? Why isn't anyone talking about food? Where's the food? Why can't we grow our own food at our house? What's the problem? Just asking why, you know? Look into the FDA thing. Just look into it. Find a link. Look it up. And then maybe another show, the next show, I'll tell you the link that I was looking at. But I want you to go find something. I don't want to just tell you where it is. You go find it. See what you come up with. And we have to watch what we say. I mean, when I watch this one, I believe this one. Yeah, you mess around and you start going into business saying that you have something. Don't be surprised if someone shows up at your house and they say, hey, you can't, don't, you know, what is it? Is this our First Amendment? Do we have freedom of speech? Don't let me catch you saying that you have something that will cure something or prevent something. And why do you want to do that to me? Why? Why can't I make something that's healthy? Why? Well, don't worry about that. We'll put you in jail. Is that your cow? Okay. You can't have that cow. Cow's producing pure milk, pure anything. You're getting anything in here pure? Okay, well, we're going to have to take that. We're going to need that. And if we catch you with this anything pure in here again, we're going to lock you up. We're gonna put you in cuffs and haul you out here. We're gonna board up your place, and we're gonna put your whole family out on the street. Don't let me catch you out here doing anything pure. I don't want you healthy. I'm just asking people why. I just want to know why. What is that? What is it? Why can't I know why? Why is it that the good word cannot be heard anymore? Why are people not interested in when you're saying something? You're speaking truth. How come people don't want to listen to you? And you people know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. They got us, man. We are duped, brainwashed. They got us. Think about it. Kicking nothing new, something fantastic. It's just the truth. They got us. Man, think about it. Don't they have us? Do you realize we're out here eating food that we know is making us sick? Everybody has cancer. So many people have cancer. I'm a 60s baby. I was born in 66. I don't remember that many people having cancer like that in 75, 76, 77. I don't remember that. I remember people, I don't know, getting hit by cars. I had a relative where the baby died. I forgot what that was called. The baby passed. My uncle, he died because he just died. Died in jail. He went to jail. He killed my auntie. So she died by a gunshot. I had a, he wasn't my real uncle, but I had another, my mother's husband's, was that his cousin? she killed herself. That was back though, back in the, that was, you know, back a little ways. My great grandmother, I don't think she had cancer. She passed away. She was old. She got sick, but I don't think it was cancer. It just feels like now, you know, my cousin said a lot of things. I swear to God, it was 2 years ago, stuff was coming true. Some of these things that he said to me, it was like, what a trip. It's coming to pass. And with this election, and the way the people are reacting and listening to the two candidates and listening how immature the whole thing was, you know, it comes down to people, we really need each other. We got to make our own world. We got to get a little bit smarter. And for the ones that don't want to be as motivated, by us bonding together, you know, you have some motivated people, so we're all connected. But we do have to kind of stop, and we have to wake up and kind of look forward in the direction that we're traveling in, because, hey, man, if they're not allowing you to make this money that they've created, I mean, there's another way out. I mean, you gotta get, there's a way to make it. You gotta establish relationships. But now we're talking about a whole nother level of communication that a lot of us never got. We weren't taught this in school. Many of us don't have the skill of communication. We have no self-esteem, and we don't believe. So we kind of just don't know the power that we have. So that's why for some of the weak ones, by us getting together, there'll be some strong ones in the group, and you just carry the weak ones. But when I heard that the food is drying up, you know, I feel it more today than I did when I heard that. The food is drying up. I seen on a documentary where it says the FDA declared walnuts illegal. Why would somebody not want us to eat nuts? And when you go into the grocery store, look at how expensive nuts are. How much did nuts cost 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Go in the store and try to buy a significant amount of walnuts. See how much money you spend. You could spend a couple of $100 on nuts if you get a significant amount. Really? Man. The world is changing right before our eyes, and we don't even see it. I don't think we really see it. We don't believe it. We really don't believe it. Minutes left, y'all. I am Rodney Jackson. You're listening to Welcome to My House, The Rodney Jackson Show. This is Game of Death.
Look back and think, y'all cats coming with the same old game from the old school, B. Big cheese selling blow, fly whips with the chicks. Your whole concept of success to me, it sounds so ridiculous. Po-Po setting up the masterful predicament. The DA building up the case in years to hit you with. Devise a plan to move this huge that you can slip it with. And come back and multiply numbers, make them feel the shit. And yo, it hurts. It even feels worse when I'm watching these cats sell their soul for the gold and take naps in the dirt. Sin in the church, Mr. Crooked Preacher, man, they say that wrath hurts. Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left.
sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When the fat lady sings, do your cash still flow? Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When that fat lady sings, my aim is to tame and train the wild wicked one. My slang is sustained, contained with curricula. Refrain from the game and focus on the scripture. It's strange when you broke, but you can still come and sit with us. When our peeps get connected and weep, yo, we conquer the divide, spread love on the streets. Yo, we definitely ride with that swag for the keeps. Cold game when I spit, quake, bang with the heat. Miser, wiser, when you listen and learn, you cats talk too much, don't know enough. Critical thinking lacking when it's down to the clutch. Definitely it's a fact they want us all locked up. Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When the fat lady sings, do your cash still flow? Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When that fat lady sings, crabs in the barrel mentality. The things and the money in this world don't make me. I hear there's some people on this earth that can break me, just because I don't follow suit when they page me. I'ma look alive till my last breath saves me. I'm ready to die for this cause, Lord take me. Lay my game flat, exact, pristine legacy. Check my stats, I'm no match for these mortals, B. Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When the fat lady sings, do your cash still flow? Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When that fat lady sings, money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When the fat lady sings, do your cash still flow? Money and the fame is the game of death. The grim reaper coming to claim what's left. Sell your soul for fake dreams and gold. When that fat lady sings.
That's MC Quake with Game of Death. Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. If you just joined us, we were talking about we don't believe anymore. What we're talking about is a such thing as healthy food. Are there powers that be that don't want us to be okay? And if so, why? Why is it bad for us to be okay? I don't know. Ask yourself this one, too. Let's create a scenario. Let's just say you came up with some concoction. I don't know. You mixed some apple juice, carrot juice, some celery, some grapes. Let's just say you threw together something and it started curing people. Let's say the big C word, you know. Let's say it's eating up cancer cells. Let's say that happened. And you help a family member. And you'd be like, oh, my God, you know. And let's say that family member was in the hospital and had been diagnosed with cancer, and then you went back to go test it, and it was gone. I'm asking you, now, let this person that made this stuff up, let it be you. And then you believed it. Man, yeah, I made this stuff, and it's curing cancer. And then you did it again. And then you did it again. Do you think you would be all right? Or do you think you would start feeling a little bit unsafe? Do you think someone would come and knock on your door? Let's just say the good thing. Let's say Channel 2 shows up at your house and say, hey, we heard you made this drink and it got rid of your family member's cancer. And would you do an interview? Yeah, I've made this drink. It's called this and that. And maybe you think you'll make a lot of money. As you should, maybe, you know. Are you afraid, though? I mean, you heard what I've been saying on the show today. Do you think somebody would come to your door and say, hey, what is that somebody in a suit and black glasses, you know, what is that you made? That we saw your article and we saw your interview and you were in the paper and you're on the internet and you got this thing that's getting rid of cancer cells out. That's magnificent. Is that really magnificent? How much money does chemotherapy cost? When cancer patients go to the doctor, how much do those visits cost? And all these cancer foundations, do you know how much money is being poured in to battle cancer? Would you feel comfortable knowing that you could probably be killed for making something that's curing the big C? That'd be like you discovering how to run a car without using gasoline. I'm just talking about you. Just one human being and you discover this, I'm going to be rich. You might be dead. And I'm just saying, why? If it's helping mankind, why? And if you feel uncomfortable, I don't know that you really don't believe that there is someone out here that does not want us to be well. And I just activate. Maybe some of you have always known this, but I feel it now. You stay in your lane, but just know how you move is how you move, but you have to be careful. People are not playing. It's on the internet. You ain't believe it or not. They got us duped. I could tell you I saw God a few seconds ago. You wouldn't believe me. I could tell you I saw a unicorn and really have seen a unicorn. You would not believe me. You wouldn't believe me. If I told you that I just time traveled, that I just blinked my eyes and I just went to Europe and I can't even think of what the word is, but it's I don't know, just time jump. What if I told you I went back to 1940 and I just came back? You would think I'm nuts. And you'd call somebody and they'd give me a pill. People just know that the truth, they know you're not going to believe it, especially if it's outlandish. So if someone said that you can cure cancer, they're not going to believe you anyway, probably. No one's going to believe you. The truth is not believable anymore. That's why I'm saying you have to be active. 15 minutes to go. My last two topics are the power of your mind and stop just believing what you hear. Yeah, stop believing it. I don't think that I don't think anybody's ever really told, I take that back. People have told me I can do things, but a lot of people have told me what I couldn't do. And at 50 years old, trust me, you just have to stick to your guns. Plan it out, head for the goal, whatever the plan is, whatever you're trying to pull off, whatever you're trying to do, head towards it, and just know that somebody's going to discourage you and tell you that you can't, or it's impossible. And you just got to keep going. It's simple. I'm not saying the task at hand is simple. I'm saying keep going. That's simple. Damn what somebody else is telling you. I mean, you listen. Consider it. Keep going. Keep doing your thing. You want to own a bank? Go find out how much it costs to. You want to own a bank? I looked that up. Kind of glanced at it. Kind of gave you the basics. I don't know if it's the truth, but you just keep going. You resurface. If it's a lie, you attack it, and somebody will tell you, you need this. Then you'll find out. Then you'll know that site or that information is not the truth, and you just keep going, and it'll lead you to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, and you have to believe it in your mind that I can do it. I can own a bank if I want to own a bank. I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna own a bank. And it is truly that simple. I'm going to own a bank. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to live in this city. I'm going to start my own ministry. I'm going to get married. I'm going to find me a perfect wife. They say it's no such thing, or the perfect husband is no such thing. I'm going to bond with 50 people and start a group. We're going to be about health and wellness and learning how to eat and how to love and communicate. I'm going to build a school. Just will it. Say you're going to do it and just set forth and do it. I've accomplished everything I've ever set out to do. Let's get lazy. I'm a music artist. My last album was in 1995. I didn't like the business, and I got out studio, and I just make music for me now. But I still haven't made the album. I started it. I spent money on it. I started my album. I get lazy. I start procrastinating. You get comfortable. I said I was going to do a radio show. I did it. You know, I saw one of my other cousins. He started doing a radio show, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm going to do it. Next thing you know, man, you're doing a radio show. 2 years off, like I said earlier. Don't believe what you hear. Research it. Hey, man, you can't get any more banks. You can't start a bank in December. You have to wait till June. Oh, you can't? Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, how many times do you just repeat what somebody just told you? You really don't know a damn thing. You just heard somebody else. Hey, you heard about that Kanye or Jay-Z? Jay-Z just bought Pepsi. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. And then the next person you see, hey, man, you hear about Jay-Z? Just bought Pepsi. Oh, really? Yeah. They got us, man. They can put some BS on the TV one time, and we will go out and believe it and start repeating it, and it'll go all across the world. They got us. We'll believe anything. They already got people calling us saying that they're the IRS, and they got us going to the bank, taking out thousands of dollars and then Instagramming it to them. Scam art. We believe everything. They got us, man. We got to wake up, people. Man, we got to wake up. We got to. If not for you, for our little babies, man, kids. We got little young ones that depend on us. We got to shake out of it. Don't we? Man, the Rodney Jackson Show, y'all.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same.
people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same, sitting here resting my bones. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Welcome to my house, the Rodney Jackson Show. 7 minutes left. If you pick this show up tomorrow, a week later from today, just make up your mind, man, and let's wake up. Let's get to it. Activate our brains and just actively search out the truth, so that we can pass this information down. If you're not going to use it, you can at least pass it down and give the younger generation a chance. Give them a choice. You know, maybe some of us, our choices have been made already. You might just say, hey, man, I've been doing this for this long, and this is just what I'm going to do. My time has passed. I don't agree. I mean, every second that you're here, it's your time. You know, do something with it. We're all important. We're all valuable. We got this beautiful earth. It's just the people in it that make this earth anything negative. It's not the earth. The earth is not bad. It's the people in it, some of them. And we know we got some bad people that are here. People are chasing that green dollar, that greed, and they're willing to hurt you to get it. Man, stop believing what you hear and believe in the power of your mind. You can definitely will into reality whatever you want to happen. I mean, you've heard it. I'm just saying it again. We need to hear it over and over and over. And it's a trip how they call shows. When you do positive rap, it's boring. Or when you do shows like this, when you're trying to say something positive, it's boring. Why is that? How did that even come to pass? We don't want to hear nobody preaching positivity. Positivity is a wow. You put some positive music on, they don't want to play it on the radio. You put some kill, 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 slap abroad, drugs. That's okay. We hear that on the radio all day. I mean, you know what? If you listen to the show tonight, tomorrow, sit back and look at the world. Look at what's coming through. If you see a bunch of bad stuff, ask yourself why. Why is it all right? How do we go from, we're calling our women bitches. We got women calling each other bitches. Hey, bitch. Look at what we're doing to one another. And when we wake up, we just say, hey, man, we can't, we got to stop this. This is like a 5-year bad drug binge, and you be like, hey, man, you wake up one day, we got to stop this. Man. Stay tuned. Be on the lookout. Eventually, we're going to get on a regular schedule. Every Saturday, I usually go from 5 to 7. So we'll see if we're going to do that. But just keep on the lookout. I want to make a promise that I'm not going to keep. But I'm back. I'm going to study hard, try and be really thorough, try to bring you great shows. That's all you can do. Definitely love you. Keep God first. And we'll see you that next time. Welcome to my house, The Rodney Jackson Show, right here on the Bryant Orr Network.
Bryant Orr. We're listening. We're listening.
Jackson Show.